You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Ready?
I think so. Didn't you want to run a few more tests first?
Oh, she's fine. Happy to be away from those puffed-up young military TARDISes, aren't you, old girl?
Okay. And you think this will help?
The Time Lords were worried about you specifically.
Me?
Bliss, I'd like to try and fix things. Or at least get some idea where they went wrong. It's my people's fault that your world is no longer your world.
All right, then. What do I do?
I'm opening up the TARDIS telepathic circuits. You just have to make contact.
What do I do? Reach out with my mind?
Just the hand will do.
Okay. If there's any way to find out what happened to them, I want to know.
Think back. Remember how you came to be on the Theseus, just before we met.
That's weird. Whoa! What was that?
Okay,
yes, Professor. Just a bit of turbulence. Kala, what are the readings?
Oh, they're amazing. Oof. Bliss, you were right. This is the perfect location to observe an anomaly.
Oh, thanks. I am allowed to have second thoughts now, though. Didn't expect it to be this bumpy.
The instability's expanding. Wow, chronon readings are showing multiple threads. Space and time stretching and bending around the... What is it, a tear? A rip?
It's beautiful, whatever you call it.
It's quantum, baby.
Ryle being Ryle, but... It's amazing. Every colour that ever existed spun through velvet.
Are we here to do science or write poetry?
Shut up, Ryle. This is right. It's almost spiritual.
So you know, we are out of Titan's emergency response range. So if we need help...
Don't worry. You're doing splendidly. My grade A-star study group plotting a unique space-time event.
Hold on. Our activity's increasing. Quantum phasing.
Professor, I think we should move back.
Nonsense, Bliss. You're shielded. I developed the force fields myself. Nothing in no quantum science.
Professor? Professor Deeper?
What happened? Our ship? It's not there. Hold on. Titan's not there. All external monitors are failing.
Can we reverse?
I'm trying, but no. It's growing exponentially.
It might just pass. Give me your hand, both of you.
Bliss, I should have told you.
Hey, I wanted to...
It's inside.
We'll have to talk later, if there is a... What's happening? Where am I?
Bliss. Bliss, can you hear me?
Who's that? How do you know my name? What's happening to me?
You have so many lives. You need to find the right one and live it.
Another rally? Work for victory? It doesn't feel like we're winning.
Whatever's going on out there, we're better off out of it.
You just didn't fancy going to work today.
We're entitled to sick leave.
Shush, you two. Trying to concentrate here. Kala, hold the circuit board steady while I solder this connection. Okay, boss.
Hey, it's working.
I told you. Bliss is a genius.
Oh, shut up.
So can you tune in? Find the channel?
Oh, give me a minute. This is all totally illegal anyway. I guess looking for prohibited vidcasts can't make it worse.
Do you think it's true? Like all that stuff about the woman from beyond the dome?
This is the right channel range. I just need to break the encryption.
Even if it's not, the idea scares them. Her vidcasts show the world as it should be, without the Lords of Time, without the Scythes.
It could all be fake. effects and computer simulation. Though why anyone would bother.
Where is that? Is that a spaceport? Look, it's open to the sky. There's no dome.
A Deralobia where you're allowed to leave. We could visit other planets, study off world.
Shh. What was that?
Shut it off.
Shh. Mom? Grandad? No, they're still at their factories.
Oh, maybe they've worked out what we're doing. I said we shouldn't have all skived at the same time.
Shh. Oh no, it's the scythes.
Get rid of it.
That's what I'm doing. They must have picked up our experiments. Get out of Mom's room and fire escape.
Go.
Right. Come on. They're coming.
What now?
The ladder across the street. To climb up, go through Shayla's place. He always leaves a window open.
This is your world.
It's too late for me, but they haven't seen you.
Liz,
go now.
All right.
You're not going to kill me, are you? My family will want to know what's happened. You can't keep me here. Hey, Sides. I want to speak to your masters, the Lords of Time. Or how about him? The leader, the Doctor of Deralobia. Hello?
Hello, Citizen Bliss. Would you like to take a stroll?
Where are we going? What is this? What are you going to do to me?
You do know we're trying to protect you.
Locking us in domes, making us slaves.
My people have your best interests at heart.
You, the Lords of Time. Don't we get a choice in running our world anymore?
I'm afraid you don't. With the Daleks out there, your only alternative is total destruction. We are trying to help, but you insist on making things difficult for yourselves. This is the person you were interested in. Whose propaganda broadcast you were attempting to hack.
It's her, the woman from beyond the dome. What have you done to her?
They tried to make me admit my vidcasts are fake. They're not.
Oh, you see? Difficult.
Let me help you. Here.
Have a conversation. You deserve that, at least, before the end.
I'm sorry. We can't win in this world.
What do you mean? What's in your films? Is it really another reality?
Your name is Bliss. You know about quantum theory, parallel universes, different timelines.
Of course, I read everything I could before they took our books away. How do you know my name? He didn't tell you.
Imagine if you could build a device to see those other worlds. A quantum visualizer showing an infinity of different realities where every possibility plays out. Not just one where we are slaves to monsters, fighting wars we cannot understand.
How's that possible?
Imagine if it were. Of course, the vast majority would be close to the prime timeline. Small variations. We could see where history branched and twisted.
Is that what you did? Is that what the vidcasts are?
It's exactly what they are. And it's how I know you're important.
Alternative timelines, different histories, It's all just theory, but to actually be able to see them...
None of this happened.
Time is breaking
Keep
down.
Keep watching.
The barriers between realities are falling. Something is happening across the universe. Somehow you keep appearing in my films.
So what have I got to do with all this? I've never left Deralobia.
In most other realities, you did.
What's that?
I imagine it's the Scythes coming to kill us.
What's...
The Lords of Time can't allow people to know... They hunted me down to stop this.
We've got to do something.
You're right. And we can only hope in some other universe, some other reality.
What was that?
That's where the timeline cuts out. My visualizer won't let me see anymore.
That was you and me in a vidcast. How are you doing this? Computer effects, holograms?
It isn't fake. You're a clever girl, Bliss. You know what it is.
I don't. How's it got to do with me? My world isn't like that. A police state with slaves and sides and lords of time. Derelobia is just normal.
Maybe it shouldn't be.
I like how things are. Though that part's true, I really have never left.
Perhaps you should. You're at university. You study computing?
For robotics, quantum coding, the latest AI programming, languages...
Yes, but you've an aptitude for applied quantum mechanics. Don't you want to do more with your life?
Hold on. You come to my door like someone selling encyclopedias, and then you bring out this
quantum visualizer.
To show films of me in some nightmare scenario dragged off by those metal insect things.
Besides, are hive mind parasites, insectiborgs. They seem to evolve in different ways.
I don't care! You show me all that like it's the most normal thing in the world. Who are you?
Professor Deepa. Here's my Lunar University ID.
Well, I've never seen one before. How do I know that's real?
Well, you could come and join us. Your friends as well. I know they're bright enough.
Yep. Kala and Ryle, they were there too, but they're real. They're here.
But not the same. Time branches for them and for you, but it's coming unhinged around you specifically.
Sorry, this is too weird. How did you get my address?
University records. Lunar, then here. It took a lot of finding.
I think I'd like you to go now, please.
Have you heard of the Time Lords?
Mum will be bringing Granddad back from the Medi-Center any time now. Please, can you go?
Is there anyone called the Doctor that you're aware of?
The Doctor? That's not even a name. I've asked you twice now. Could you go? My friends are coming too, and, well, you've seen the size of Ryle.
All right. I'm sorry if I've unsettled you.
Unsettled? You're making videos about my made-up life. I think creepy is an understatement.
Let me at least leave the visualizer with you, in good faith. Try it. See what you can see.
Out, please. Oh. Well, that was weird. Granddad, I got the riser fruits you like. Do you want one now? Granddad!
No need to shout. Who left that mess on the table?
Oh, a professor from Lunar.
Lunar, I always said you were clever enough to get to Lunar.
I wanted to stay here for you and for Mum.
Yes, but it's your life. Are you sure you're doing the right thing? Doing what's best for your future.
Don't. That's what the professor was on about.
You have so many choices, so many alternatives. You could be any... Where was I?
Are you okay? You went for a second.
I'm fine. Your mother worries. They checked my brain. It's still there, you know.
Okay, I believe you. I'll cut you some riser fruit.
What was that? I saw a picture.
No, you didn't. It's just fuzz.
You sure? I'm trying all the frequencies now.
Okay. Maybe you just picked up the entertainment network.
On the news. Have you seen? There's a citizens group that wants to depose the Protector. They think there's someone off-world pulling his strings.
Maybe this Professor Deepa is part of that, stirring up trouble.
She said it was me, that I was at the centre of some weird time distortion.
Maybe she's going around telling everyone they're special. Only in your case.
Oh, shut up!
Have you seen those vid simulators at the arcade? You can put anyone's face on them.
Oh, I wondered why you were spending all your time in there.
Hey! But I'm serious. The stuff going down.
Oh, look, the term starts next week. I'm more worried about how I get all the way back to Derelobia University with only 50 credits to my name.
We could work passage again.
Oh, man. Cleaning restrooms in a cruiser Whoa. Is not my idea of fun.
Mm. I'll talk to my uncle at the transport agency, see if I can fix us up.
Oh.
Okay. Right, I'm heading out. Now you've reminded me of all the coursework I've not done.
See ya. You know he likes you.
Oh.
And I like you. At the start of the holiday, you said...
Can we not talk about this? I've got enough choices in my life right now.
Oh, hey, hey. I think there is something.
Oh, damn it.
At least Farrell wasn't here to see that. Oh. He can keep thinking you're a genius.
Come on, oh, we're coming.
Wait up. If I'm carrying all the extra bags, I get the best bunk. That's the deal. Whatever it is, you're carrying your own stuff.
Oh, thanks.
Miss Calla and friends, I hope your cooking is better than your timekeeping. Close her up.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Ready for takeoff in two. You're berthed here on deck zero, corridor one, just through there. I like my root plants with some crunch, not liquefied.
Thank you, sir. First peck.
That's the captain.
Yep. My uncle fixes up with him. Bit grumpy, but he'll get us to where we need to go.
It's weird. I thought I knew him.
Oh, I doubt it. He's just got one of those faces.
Isn't it going to be noisy here? Right down by the engines.
They promised us a ride. They don't promise we'll get any sleep.
Yes. Well, I've got my cabin. Oh. Unlucky.
What? How many are there?
Two. Looks like you're sharing. Well, unless... Bless, did you want to...
No. Sharing with Calla's fine by me.
Is it?
Yeah. Come on. We should get changed. If it's anything like last time, we've got half a day of peeling vegetables ahead of us.
I am done. Two more days and I never have to clean a grill pan again.
We've still got to get back.
Yeah, but there's got to be an easier.
Whoa. What was that?
Coming out of max speed?
No, it was... There's Calla.
Ryle, Bliss, we need to get to the life pods.
What is it?
Something bad's happening. The captain's about to order an evacuation.
What?
I was by the viewport, and I saw things out there. The things from the visualizer.
Sides.
What?
I don't know how I know. They're called sides.
Everyone to the life pods. You three, what are you doing?
Sir, I don't know.
They're hitting us in waves. I'm going to try and boost the engines. Everyone else needs to get away. Evacuate.
Hey, Captain, what about you?
She's my ship. I won't abandon...
We're all right. Emergency force field.
Oh, my days. What just happened?
The captain, he's gone. That was our way to the life pods. The whole side of the ship's been destroyed. What do we do?
Bliss, are you there? I've hacked your freighter's PA.
What is this thing?
Bliss, if you can hear me, get to the bridge.
It's her, that professor.
The sides are pulling away. They think they've inflicted terminal damage. They've bigger fish to fry. The Time Lords are arriving in force. TARDIS is appearing all over Deranobia. The coup has begun.
TARDISes? What?
I've locked my skimmer onto the fore section. I'll be aboard in 2 minutes.
What's happening?
I can still stop you crashing. Get to the bridge or everyone on that ship dies.
I'm here!
Right,
We need to stabilize those engines before they explode.
What? I don't know how to do that.
So why did you come? Where are your friends?
They're seeing who's still alive, finding another way up. What about the flight crew?
Sides blasted that hole and killed them. Very precise. There's just a force field at 81% between us and the ionosphere.
We're going to die.
If you don't help me, yes. There is no other way out of this, so let's get on. Here, Bliss, now!
I really can't do this!
You can! Compensate for the quantum degradation. The fuel's starting to flare and destabilize.
Right. Yes, I see. I can adjust the containment fields.
That's it.
What was that you said about the Time Lords?
They're taking over. Derelovia's part of their war now. Things are going to change. That's it. Engines back with intolerance. We'll bring her into the West Hemisphere spaceport. Have a shuttle waiting.
Oh, I did it. I actually did it. Wait, a shuttle? Come with me. What? You said
that isn't how I got here. I just applied. There were no crashing spaceships, no invading armies. I never studied robotics computing.
No, this is yet another alternative.
I can't.
In many of these realities, you are so distrustful.
Do you blame me?
This is a bit creepy.
Oh, it's fading. I'm losing that timeline. No. No, it's gone.
It shows you and me meeting again. And before that...
And your home is a dictatorship. Every time you come into my laboratory, the readings go wild. Remember how some kids in the playground seem to be permanently charged with static?
Yeah. Bump them by accident, you get a shock.
Well, that's you in this quantum halo. We're all supposed to be flitting through quantum realities every moment of every day. Every decision, every branch leaves a string of decisions behind us. Infinite parallels.
Yeah. Quantum theory 101.
But with you, Bliss, I can measure it. I can tune into those alternatives. We're in the here and now, but the visualizer can show some of the infinite routes to get here.
Doesn't it work on anyone else?
Not like this. But it's only ever the past, never the future.
Oh, so not actually any use then? It's like Professor Gondal and his dream reader.
The Department of Psychic Studies would kill for our budget.
Yes. And what about that man? He keeps turning up. That's not exactly how I remember my granddad and the freighter captain.
If any sensory details aren't clear, the visualizer maps them in from random patterns.
But what does it mean? If these are alternate realities, or if they're just imaginary worlds, what does it tell us about here and now?
Well, it'll write my next book. You wanted to ask about your other project, The Anomaly, out by Titan.
Yes, that is something we can measure. I think it could be a window on a whole other dimension.
Hey, Bliss. Over here.
And cat behind to be teacher's pet?
No. Professor Deep's quantum visualizer. It's weird. But I tell you what's better. You know, I've been tracking those distortions. I've permission for a research shuttle to that big anomaly near Titan.
You know what that really is, don't you?
Don't see.
Time war.
Oh, this again.
Imagine it. Two races of monsters fighting one another in dimensions beyond our perception. If the rumours are true, what we know, it only scratches the surface.
They're supposed to be time travellers. Who knows what else they can do?
Be thankful they don't care about us. Not yet. I'm not hungry. I'm going to work on my field trip proposal.
We'll walk out with you. Besides, Calla hasn't said hi to her best friends today.
I like the fish. Aww. I think they're calming. They're more intelligent company than you, Ryle.
They do look pretty relaxed. No exams, no dissertations.
Think about it, though. The quatrafish living inside their aquarium. They know up and down, side to side, back and forth, and they're forever moving forward through time. Eat, sleep, eat, sleep.
Oh, they are like Ryle. Oh, especially that one. He looks hungry.
Yeah, now watch the little insects. The hoppers on the surface. That's their whole world. Flat, 2D. Until a fish pops up and eats them.
A kill?
And then Ryle sticks his mug against the glass. What do they think that is?
I guess you could say that anomaly of yours is a way to look through the glass to find out what's happening in another dimension. If it is part of the Time War, we could look inside.
Whatever it is, I want to see. Will you two come with me? The distortion's really clear now, but I don't know how long it'll stay in that solar system.
Why not take one of Professor Deeper's visualizers with us? Who knows what it'll pick up?
Okay. You'll come then?
Of course. Wouldn't miss it for the world. Bye, fishies. Catch you tomorrow, losers. I have an A-star paper to post.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye, Calla. So, Ryle, will you come too? You've got the tech skills.
Of course. Where you go, I go. Talking of which, the dorm's having drinks tonight.
Oh.
Did you want to come with me?
I've got a lot of work.
But only we haven't really spoken about what happened in the holidays.
I should get going, especially if I'm drawing up a research proposal.
Is this because of Calla? Has she said something? I know she likes you.
No, I'm just busy. Ryle, sorry, yeah, but field trip, yeah? Field trip.
It's just you and me, fishies. It's just you and me.
Granddad, answer. Just a minute. Oh, hi.
Sorry. I thought this was...
But Ryle, what's the matter?
You know who I am. Sorry. I thought this was someone else's room. Sorry.
Ryle! Ryle, why are you being weird? Weirder than usual. Is this because I won't go to the party? Hey, who stole my... Ryle, did you take my name off my door? Oh. Hello? Anyone about? Oh, better. University comms link. Something with a bit more power. Hello, Grandad. Is Mum there?
Hello?
Grandad, can you hear me?
Who's that? Who did you want?
It's me. Bliss. Head.
You all right? Who did you say it was?
It's... Bliss!
I don't know any... Bliss? Is that a name?
Of course it's a name. You suggested it when I... Hold on. I'm remembering things that didn't happen.
What? How can I help you?
It's a weird evening. Weird day. I'm feeling not myself, and alone. I just wanted to see a friendly face.
Are you sure you're all right?
Doctor?
You need a doctor?
Maybe I do. Please, remember me. I'm your granddaughter.
I think I had a granddaughter once, long time ago.
Oh, you're not making any sense. Is Mum there?
I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Something's happening. My head's filling with strange memories. It's like the different histories Professor Deep has been showing me, but now they all feel real.
You have so many lives. You need to find the right one and live it.
Oh! I need to clear my head. This is ridiculous. You can't all be in on it. Oh, yeah, okay. Some joke. Pretend you've never heard of me. Oh, funny. Oh. Right. This usually helps.
Further rentals, how may I assist?
I want a rover. I want to go for a ride on the moon. Get out of here for a bit.
ID and credit chip, please.
Here.
Please take your safety suit and helmet from the rack. Please note the campus offers all necessary safety procedures and precautions, but students are responsible for their own well-being on board the Moon Rovers. No food or drink items allowed. You ride on the lunar surface at your own risk.
I know, I know. Not like I haven't done this every time someone annoys me. Okay, all seated up.
Enter the airlock and choose your Moon Rover. Exit procedure will be activated once you are on board and your vehicle is safety checked. Moon Rover secure. Enjoy your ride.
Wrong with the air.
The air supply has been deactivated.
No, put it on. I need it.
This Moon Rover is unoccupied.
I'm talking to you. How could it be unoccupied? And now it won't start. Rover, power up the engine.
Why? There is no one in the Moon Rover.
Let me out. I can walk from here.
There is no one in the Rover. Therefore, there is no one to let out.
Bliss, what happened?
How long was I out?
2.25 seconds.
What?
You were connected for a matter of moments, but the TARDIS was flooded with data.
Moments? I saw lifetimes. Different lifetimes. My lifetimes.
Interesting. I have a lock on your research shuttle's location, an asteroid near Titan's orbit. We could be opening up a very large can of worms.
Doctor, I think those worms are already out and living it up in my brain.
There's so much instability around your timeline. Are you sure you want to go?
Yes, I want answers.
Good, so do I.
The air here. This can't be natural.
You're right. I guess whoever it was is in that dome. Look at this. These aren't natural metal deposits. They're smooth. There's more on that ridge. Wreckage.
Doctor, I see part of a serial number. That was my ship.
So we're definitely in the right place.
What about my friends? What happened to them? Are we going to find bodies? Because I don't want to...
This wasn't any normal shuttle crash by any stretch of the imagination.
As far as I remember, there was no crash.
You survived. There's every chance they did too. We should just proceed with...
there must be in that dome.
Caution. Bliss, wait.
I know what these are. These screens, those controls... quantum visualizers.
Someone's been busy. I'm sure I can adjust the volume so we can... Yes, and think.
I can still see. My life, different lives, and all these screens.
Hey! Look at that!
Royal!
Bliss! You're here! You're alive!
She certainly is. Nice to meet you, Ryle.
This is the doctor. He helped me after the crash. And you? What happened?
Well, I don't really know. Everything went white.
You flew directly into a temporal anomaly. It may have displaced you in your own history. It certainly had a lasting effect on Bliss.
Well, I woke here a few days ago. Professor Deepa saved me. She pulled a shuttle out. It fell apart on this rock.
Can I meet this professor? I'm concerned about the effect of her experiments.
What is that?
Sides. Particularly nasty technology parasite, emboldened by the Time War. They strip planets clean.
I've seen them. They were working for the Time Lords.
Really? Alternative evolution? It's possible.
Time Lords? Time War? It's all true.
Right, we need to get to safety. What's through here?
Bless, stick with me.
They're getting in. Doctor.
Bless you. It's not what
you... Doctor!
We need to get out. Can look after themselves.
What about the doctor?
So can he. You want to argue with science?
Ah, you're awake.
And strapped to a gurney, very tightly, with rather a lot of wires attached to my head.
It's true. All the scans, it's true. You exist.
Oh, yes. Hello, I'm the Doctor. I exist, which is one of the first things people notice about me.
Chronon energy, Artron traces, a Time Lord. An actual Time Lord. Wow, it worked.
You needn't have gone to these lengths. A simple conversation might have done the job. Well, what worked?
Ah. My sides have your ship.
They're well trained. I see they've cleaned up after themselves, too. Repaired your walls.
Sides have their uses. They're very simple creatures. Easy to manipulate.
But why would anyone want to? Who are you? And what have you done with Bliss?
Ship?
No.
Oh. Sides. It's broken sides. What did Professor call them? Parasitic insectiborgs.
They creeped me out.
Ryle, what happened to Kala?
She didn't make it. Casualty of war, Deepa said.
Oh, it's Deepa. No, not Professor.
It's nice for me to be the favourite for a while.
Oh. How long?
We put this place together in less than a week. I can do this stuff. I always could.
Oh, I never said you couldn't. They're robotic. What's inside?
Careful!
I'm thinking all these scythes haven't just arrived. They've been here longer than a week. So have you.
See? I said you were too clever.
I've read about these things. I presume there must be a key.
You really don't understand what you're dealing with.
Do you know what I've built here? Not just the visualizers. I'm not just opening windows and other realities. I can tweak them. make tiny changes to the timeline, even walk into them if things aren't going well.
Where would you get the power to do that?
Oh, I've an energy source below. A quantum anomaly.
A relic of the time warp?
It takes a while to charge. And then I step in and keep things on track. But now, I've got you! Professor Deeper, Lunar University, you did ask.
Stop this!
Time Lord mind wired into my systems. One tiny adjustment in this room, that's all I need. A reality where you ran in here with your key in your hand, or where it fell out of your pocket. One of many paths.
Is that what this is? A trap for me?
I've waited to meet a Time Lord all my life. I just needed to change someone's history so I could.
You did this to Bliss. You changed her life so she'd end up with me.
More than that. I know her very well. Better than she knows herself. Now quiet, Doctor! I'm working!
What happened to you, Ryle? Is she forcing you to do this?
No. It's like destiny. You and me. We were supposed to be together in every reality.
No.
Look, she changes things. That's her power. I do think I've been here only a few days. But you're right. It must have taken us years to build all this. Both can't be true, can they?
You're not Ryle. Not my Ryle. There's something wrong. Something twisted about you.
Just wait a bit longer. We can watch the planet set over the horizon. It's amazing when it catches a light from under.
No, I'm not holding hands in a sunset with you. Where's Kala?
Look, the places I come from, everyone got killed. By Time Lords, Daleks, one or the other. I mean, who knows the difference? Please, stay here. With me.
I'm sorry, Ryle. Okay. Come closer.
Okay.
I really am sorry.
The sides didn't attack. Claire, your security. And that's its power pack. Sorry!
Getting closer.
Another fruit machine. You can't keep pulling a lever.
That's exactly what you are. Gambling machines always pay out, though someone has to lose.
Deeper, is that your real name? If I look through the records at Luna, will I find out who Professor Deeper really is?
You will now.
I fixed the records. Erase one identity, create another. Simple, really.
What?
How long have you been planning this?
Since university. I was the same age as Bliss. Exactly the same age.
No, you can't be.
I could change my own past. Make that meeting happen aboard the Theseus. Young Bliss was a trap. Perfect bait. To catch a Time Lord.
That's not possible.
You're here, aren't you? I think I'm the judge of what's possible.
She is not my future.
All Bliss wants is her family back, her life.
She doesn't have one. Only what I have made.
Almost there. Ah, that works. Look at the screen. In this reality, you dropped your key when you took out that sonic screwdriver of yours. Good. My memories are shifting too. I'm remembering much more about you, Doctor.
What happened to Bliss?
I'm sick of hearing about her now. She's the past. She's how we get here. I am the future. Now I'll know everything.
What you're doing.
And that's how you like it. But I want to know. The universe, time, all of it, how everything works on a quantum level. I've wanted to know ever since Derelobia. I've dreamed of it.
Oh, please. Tampering like this, you'll cause untold damage to the timelines.
Isn't that what your people are already doing? You're in a time war. How can anything I do be worse than that?
No, 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 no. That can't be me. It can't be.
Where did she go? We can't let her interfere.
Inside. Down.
What?
Inside.
The lower level.
Down.
No.
Inside.
Not the power centre. Maybe we should tell Deepa.
More visualizers. Who's doing this? Why are you torturing me? It's me. Hey, future me. Come out and face me.
Well, wait, I remember the Moon Rover. How can I remember dying if I'm here? How can I remember all these lives? Someone saved me. Who's in the spacesuit? Whoever's controlling these pictures, please give me a clue. Okay, that'll do. Hello? Someone in a spacesuit? The same someone in a spacesuit. Is that what you were showing me? Okay, can I take off the helmet?
Please. Yes. Help me.
Am I going to see myself under there? Because I don't think I can cope if there are any more. Oh! Kala! Is that you?
I'm here. Oh. Bliss, you're here. I'm sorry. I so nearly killed you. Lots of times. Too many changes.
What?
Trying to get you here was far more complex than I'd ever imagined.
I can't look at you. You're glowing. Out of phase.
All of me. Older. Younger. Mostly younger. Spun through velvet.
Was this the anomaly? Did it do this to you?
I had years. Over and over. The Time War. Time Lords. I want to know everything. How everything works.
Let me get you.
Oh. You can't. I'm trapped here. Trapped forever. The anomaly sent you where it sent you. It brought Ryle back. Time and time again. And me. I got everything. And nothing. At the same time. Quantum state.
Kala. What happened?
But you're here, Bliss. I built everything around you. Now it can end.
End?
Forget everything I thought I wanted. But it's destroying my mind.
Okay. How can I help you?
I'm in the TARDIS. Right now. Stop her. Stop me.
What about the doctor?
You must do this. You're a genius, Bliss. You're brilliant.
Where's Deepa?
Ryle, get me out of this.
I wouldn't know how. What's wrong with the sites?
Their evolution is reversing. They should never have been used like this. This whole place is founded on instability and paradox. Help me! I can fix it, or try.
Shut up! I'm finding deeper. What is she in the box?
That's my turn, it's wild!
Whoa. It's,
different dimensions. Should be used to the concept by now.
No, it's big.
The reality is a little awe-inspiring. Think how powerful that alien is, if his people build these machines. Now it's mine.
He said it was dangerous.
Of course he'd say that. No one wants other people to get their hands on what they have.
I've lived it over and over. I keep coming back here. People said we were too poor, too stupid. Not Bliss, though. She was clever.
Oh, yes. She was brilliant. I made sure of that.
What are you going to do with this?
I don't know. Perhaps if I just press something, then the ship will...
Deeper!
Doctor! Doctor! How do I get you out of there?
Well, I would try to talk you through it, but it would be like doing brain surgery on myself.
Okay, well, talk me through the first part. Maybe I'll work it out from there.
Well, except it's not so insane. This place is built around your timelines, making quantum calculations, split decisions.
Like on the freighter. She saw my potential. Yes, yes, I can do it. I'll get you out.
Yeah, watch the screens. Okay, good. Careful. Oh, you'll know what feels right. Good. Yes, you know which path to choose.
Please, be quiet, Doctor. If I make a mistake, your mind gets fried. There.
Thank you.
But I could do more, and I could make things better. I know I can.
Bliss, don't be like Deepa. Don't become her.
Quantum gates open connections to all the different realities. If I could close off the branches, maybe I could save Ryle, at least.
You're bringing back the sides.
Okay, maybe not that one.
I can hold him off.
What?
Look, he's here. It's Ryle.
You've got to help her.
I know, and I am.
Yes, you have to face the fact you may not be able to fix this. This place is built on sand. Sand shifting from one reality to another. We need to leave before a wave front from the Time War hits us all over again. I'm remembering things, events, people who never were. Emma, Sheena, we could be next. Come on, the TARDIS. What have you done to my ship?
It's what? She's doing to me! She is denying my existence!
If you will insist on being a total paradox.
Dr. Deep is changing.
Yes, she's all of her possible selves at once. Bliss, you should prepare yourself. Oh, she's not you, she's...
Kala, but it could easily have been the other way around.
Help me!
Her younger self got splintered by the anomaly. Now she's wired into the center of this whole complex, and at the same time, she's spent 30 years trying to get hold of this TARDIS.
The old girl doesn't like it. Please, Kala, step away before we unleash our own personal slice of Time War right here on our own heads.
I wanted to know. I wanted to know everything.
Kala, I've tried to undo it. I've shut down your machine.
You always were better than me.
No. We were good together. All three of us. We were the best.
This.
No! What's it?
You've already ended it. Before Theseus. Bliss, I think you saved him.
Whoa. What was that?
Where's the professor?
Gone. The shuttle's not there. I can't tell where we are. We're definitely out of Titan's emergency response range.
Professor? Professor Deepa?
She's gone. or we are gone, can we reverse?
No, it's growing exponentially. But there's one way we could go, sideways.
What?
I'm running the quantum visualizer feed through the nav computer.
That is brilliant. Swerve a potential with another potential.
But there's something out there. Something solid.
What is it?
A cruiser? No, a transporter. Reality's shifting around it.
Same for us. I just need to phase across at exactly the right moment. We may end up in three different realities, but I think we'll survive.
Tell Alistra to put her disintegrators away. Nobody needs to be erased from the timelines. The danger has passed.
The human's biodata is still corrupt.
But not dangerously so. Bliss was a trap, but a trap for me, and I've sprung it. She's safe.
Look, Doctor, you don't even have to go to Gallifrey. I'm on the 9th Orion outpost, Argodian system.
No, thank you, Tamasan. I've dealt with it.
I insist you come. You can do more. And if Bliss is still a threat...
She's not. And you can leave us alone.
Doctor!
Who was that?
Major Tamasan.
Really? She sounds different.
Still trying to recruit me to the war effort. How was your nap?
Oh, I feel like I've slept for days. But then I woke up and my life is still a mess.
I'm sorry, I tried. But nothing's really changed. Time war or not, if we ever return to Derelobia, we'd risk locking its history to one out of infinite possibilities. And your family may not survive that.
It's okay. We tried. I'd rather I can remember everything than nothing. Mum, Granddad, Kala and Ryle. I don't want to risk them all disappearing from my head, however jumbled up it is.
I said you were an orphan of the Time War, but I hadn't realised exactly what that meant.
You're in there too, you know. The Doctor of Derelobia. Don't ask. I heard Tamazen, by the way. Why am I a threat?
When she handed my TARDIS back, Alistra was concerned, which was not like her. She thought you might be a time trap set for me.
Well, I was, wasn't I?
You are my friend, first and foremost. If you ever were a bomb, then you've been defused. Whatever Kala believed, the Time War isn't a spectacle to be gawped at. Lives are being destroyed out there. That's why I want nothing to do with it.
So is my whole existence a lie? Am I even real?
Our actions define who we are. I've seen you do good, Bliss. You've made a real difference everywhere we've gone. I'm only sorry I couldn't do more to help you.
So stop apologizing. Take us somewhere solid, somewhere real, somewhere hurt by this war. I want to help other people.
You want to make a difference? We can certainly do that. You've been listening to Doctor Who, The Time War, Series 3, State of Bliss, written by Matt Fitton. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann. Bliss, Raki Thakra. Kala, Anjali Mahindra. Deepa, Nina Wadia. Ryle, Scythes, John Skugel. Spaceport announcer, Rovercom, Theseus Comms, Tracy Wiles. Other parts played by members of the cast. Directed by Ken Bentley. Produced by David Richardson. Script editor, John Dorney. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.